Fence features Tampa Bay's hottest establishments and services with exceptional reviews and reputation. To find the hottest spots for a night on the town or the most fun in the sun, then please follow TB Hottest Spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. That's TB Hottest Spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. MG Holistics Health and Beauty focuses on optimal cellular health. If you want to feel and see the difference circulation therapy and oxidative stress reduction can make, then please call or text 727-560-5328 to schedule an appointment now. MG Holistics is located in the Plaza Executive Suites building in downtown St. Pete by appointment only, so please private message or call for scheduling. Please also follow MG Holistics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. MG Holistics focuses on optimal cellular health for overall health, well-being, anti-aging, longevity, discomfort, and mobility. Please call or private message now for scheduling or visit mgholistics.com for more information.
Sunburn Drink, a revolutionary sunburn formula. We approach the issue internally, which no other product on the market does. Made with skin-friendly vitamins and antioxidants that support your body's ability to heal faster. The results are fast-acting, instantly delivered micro-nourishment to help your body's most important function, healing itself from the inside out. No matter what brings you outside, we have you covered inside. Sunburn Drink.
Running through the strange light, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hipping with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights, everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine.
Good evening, Tampa Bay. Welcome to the Don Reese Hollywood Connection Shine MG Bright Show, sponsored by MG Holistics. And we are going to have another amazing show. If you happen to miss last week's show, please make it a point to go to the Shine MG Bright Show page on Facebook as well as YouTube to watch it live, because I will refer to it again tonight, because last week we had Joseph Avial, who's getting ready to take off and film with Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop 4, as well as Corey Weber, who just got done with SEAL Team and filming with Johnny Depp's daughter. And so, oh my goodness, it was such an amazing show, but it was so profound and went in a direction that I would never even imagine that I'm going to have to touch on it more, because it really was that powerful and the feedback I've received. So when I do refer to it, I really highly recommend everybody to get on the Shine MG Bright Show live on Facebook as well as YouTube, as well as if you happen to be catching this in the car right now too, make sure you follow the pages and follow up to see this live, because these are really going to be great shows, and it's really important to be able to refer back to the other shows as well, because I often refer back to them. But not only last week did I have some amazing superstars, I have another one this week, and I feel so blessed to have the opportunity to bring these amazing people on air. And tonight I have a new upcoming superstar, and wait until you get to hear her voice, because her name is 19 Mil, and holy cow, she has the voice of an angel. It is absolutely beautiful, and I am just so honored to have her on my show, and I cannot wait to introduce her, and so you can hear all about everything she's doing, as well as hear her brand new release. And once again, I'm going to refer to the Shine MG Bright Show page, because I already posted her other video hold me, and oh my gosh, like I can't even get it out of my head. It was in my head all day today because it is just such a beautiful song. So if you want to have the opportunity to hear that, please go to her page or go to the Shine MG Bright Show page, and you will also see where you can also see all her channels and get to see the rest of, or hear all the rest of her music. And but before I bring her on, I am going to mention all the awesome events that are happening right now in Tampa Bay, or coming soon in Tampa Bay rather, and then I just can't wait to bring her on, and it's really going to be an awesome show, so please stay tuned. All right, so I am going to start with an event that is coming up this weekend, August 27th, and this is the Veterans Cornhole Tournament, and this is at in Madeira Beach, and this is going to be at the Saltwater Hippie, and it's going to have live music. It's benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project, so it's a great benefit. It's presented by Great Bay Distributors, Three Daughters Brewing, Hurricane Eddie's. And this is going to be, it's going to be such a fun event because they're going to have all kinds of live music with the street blocked off. So it's going to be a regular block party. Then Madeira Beach is also having another really big event coming up in September. And this one's going to be September 29th and October through October 2nd. This is a 4-day music fest. And this is going to have 20 bands and musicians, 4 days with venues. And this is not just going to be, this is also a Saltwater Hippie event, but this is not just with the Saltwater Hippie. If you've never been to a Rock Park concert or event, holy cow, they know how to put on a show. This is going to be with Rock Park, Saltwater Hippie, Brass Captain, and the Cambria Hotel in Madeira. So this is going to be an awesome event that you don't want to miss. And also, too, if you missed some of the information, please go to Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots and Events page. And that's TB Hottest Spots on Facebook, as well as YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. But I have on Facebook, I have all these events. They're posted there. So if I happen to talk too fast for you, please refer to those and you can get all the information. And then also, speaking of Saltwater Hippie, this weekend they have on Friday, they have Alex Whalen from 2 to 6. They have Doug South Band from 8 to 12. Saturday, they have John Kyle Road from 2 to 6 and Corn Fused from 8 to 12. So it's a really fun place. And if you've never been, it is like the real deal beach bar. So it's really, it's a blast. It's a great place to go. And then I'm going to tell you about an awesome event that's coming up. And this is September 8th through the 10th. And this is downtown St. Pete. And this is going to be a St. Pete Art and Fashion Week event. And oh my gosh, if you've never been to a Lux Fashion Group event, you definitely need to check them out because they are top notch. And if you like to get dressed up and have just a blast, this is definitely the thing to do. And this is with Titan. This is presented by Titan Medical Center, and it's the 12th annual Festival of the Arts. And they're going to kick it off in Sundial with an opening night soiree. And that's opening night soiree starts next Thursday, and it's actually going to be, the theme is going to be Neon Night. So if I happen to come wear a neon next Saturday, you're going to know why. And then, so that is going to be the opening, but the neon event at the Sundial, that is with VIP tickets only. And you want to make sure you jump on those VIP tickets fast because they are going to sell out. And in order to get those, you need to go to stpeteartfashionweek.com. That's stpeteartfashionweek.com, and make sure you grab your tickets. And then after, so it's a 3-day event, and then they're going to have, and it's going to end, the big event is going to be Saturday, and that is going to be at the Coliseum, and they're going to have 7 fashion brands, over 30 models, and many local artists. So it's definitely an event that you don't want to miss. And then I'm going to go on to tell you about a cool place that's in Madeira Beach, and this is CJ's on the Island, and it's a really fun karaoke bar, and they even, once they have no more karaoke, they have jam and DJs. So the karaoke schedule is Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday is 9 to close. Friday and Saturday is 7 to 11. And then after that, from 11 to close, which is 3 a.m., they have really, they have top-notch DJs. So it's really, a, it's a fun place to go. If you're on the beach and you want to go dancing, that's definitely the spot. And then Wednesday, they have live band karaoke from 9:30 to 2. And that's where you can sing with your band, with a local band. And they also give you a free video. So it's a lot of fun to do that. And then Monday night's their service industry night. And that's from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. They have a bunch of drink specials and everything else. So it's, and holy cow, they pack them in on a Monday night. So if you don't know what to do on a Monday night, that's definitely the place to be. And they are definitely, they've won a number of awards, and they also have a game room. So if you're not one that you want, do you want to go dancing, but you want to check out the game room, then they have that too. It's a great place to go. And then also in Treasure Island, this is CJ's on the Island and Treasure on the Beach. And then also in Treasure Island is a top-notch restaurant, Middle Grounds Grill. And Middle Grounds Grill, their food and their ambiance, I mean, we are talking top-notch. Oh my gosh, so amazing. They have a selection of over 200 wines, and it is definitely one of my favorite places. And then another fine dining place in downtown St. Pete is Grazia Italian Grill. And Chef Tony, holy cow, he can definitely put on, I mean, the food, the quality, oh my goodness, it's an artwork of what he does there. So if you haven't checked out Grazia Italian Grill on downtown St. Pete, that you definitely want to do so. And then Cider Press Cafe is now getting ready to open their new location, and that is Cider Press Gastro Pub, and that's going to be also in downtown St. Pete between 31st and 3rd, and they are hiring bar and kitchen staff. So if you're looking for a position, go to info@ciderpresscafe.com. That's info@ciderpresscafe.com, and they are actually expected to have their opening in September, and they are definitely doing it up. They're going to have live music, full liquor bar, indoor-outdoor bar, and the most important thing of all is it's vegan gastro pub, and their vegan food is absolutely phenomenal. So if you're one into vegan, and actually it's hard to even believe it's vegan, it's that good. But so if you're one into vegan food, that's definitely a place that you want to check out. And now that I've gotten through all the awesome events in Tampa Bay, I am so excited to bring on 19 Mil, because she is so impressive. And if you haven't had a chance, those that did hear her were just blown away by her voice. So I can't wait for you guys to hear it. And so welcome, 19 Mil.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm sorry if my voice sounds weird. It's strained right now.
Well, there's no issues there. I can imagine. Well, I want to ask you, because I know I've listened to your music and it's absolutely beautiful, but I want to hear about your journey, like how you got to where you are today.
What's crazy is I never thought that I would make music ever in my life. When I was about 17 years old, I wanted to move to New York super bad, so I begged my mom, but she was like, no, you have to be 18. So the second I turned 18, I went to New York, but there I was modeling and I was going to fashion school, and I thought that that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't. I don't know, that got boring. And then I ended up meeting my ex in COVID, which was so weird, and then I moved to Miami and he was an artist, and I still never thought that I wanted to make music at all. And sometimes I would sing in the shower and like all these things, and he would tell me like, you need to record, you have to record. And I was like, no, I'm afraid. Like, I didn't even think that I sang good, I would say. Like, I don't know, I just thought I liked to sing for fun. Like, you know, to the radio, like to your favorite song.
Hey.
But I didn't think that I wanted to do it as a career. But one night he texted me and he was like, oh, I set you up a studio session. And I was like, what? No, like, I'm not recording. He was like, yeah, like, I think you should record tonight. And then I recorded, and ever since then I wanted to record every single time.
Oh my gosh. Well, I do have to add to this. So I have known 19 Mil for almost your whole life.
Yeah.
And,
which is so crazy.
And you have a God-given talent, because the first time when I heard your first release, I literally, I almost fell off my chair. Like, my mouth dropped wide open. I got butterflies in my stomach. Like, I couldn't believe that it was you. Like, your voice was so angelic. And I know, because I've known you for so long, that you didn't have, like, to hear it, you would think that you were raised since you were a baby, like, with voice lessons and everything else. So you have been blessed with a God-given voice, and he recognized it. So what you consider playing and singing, it's a gift. Like, I can't wait for everybody to hear it, and it really is extremely impressive. But so now, when it comes to, because not only, like, so okay, your voice is one thing, I'm like, and which is, you know, I was completely blown away the first time I heard it, but also, like, for instance, you're writing your own songs, which I can't believe. Like, it's like, so I told you, I almost fell off my chair, because I was like, holy cow, like, not only is this her voice, but she's writing these songs too.
At first though I wasn't writing. I was having people help me write, because Trap was like, you could sing, my ex. And I was like, okay, but I don't know how to write a song. I never wanted to make music, right? So I never tried to write music. And I thought it was the hardest thing ever. But then the music that I was making, I wasn't satisfied with what I was saying, if that makes sense. Like,
absolutely.
I wanted it to be, like, more authentic, and I wanted it to have meaning to me. So people were like, well, try to write. And I would take forever, and I would not get anything, like, anything. I was just sitting there like, I don't even know how you put words to a song, and like, where do you come up with a different melody than the one that you're listening to on the beat? You know what I mean? Like, because you have to put words, but kind of not in the exact beat, because that would be boring. So it was really hard, but now I love writing music, which is so crazy. I was literally telling somebody that the other day, that it's so insane to me that I thought it was a chore and I wanted other people to do it, and then I sat down and I tried, and now it's something that I do, like, when I don't, if I need to, like, almost like writing in a journal, like, I just go right to music because it makes me feel better. Like, if maybe I'm in my head, and maybe it's an easy way for me to express myself now, and it feels good to write my own music and to put it out in the world, and then people listen to it and they like it, and then they say they feel it because I felt it. So that's the whole point.
Exactly. So now, like, when you're writing a song, for example, Hold Me, like, what is your creative process? Like, do you write about things you're going through and that you've gone through?
What's crazy is Hold Me is the first song I ever wrote on my own. And I heard the beat, and I was dating someone new, and we were going through, like, all this really crazy stuff. And I stayed up, because that he was also telling me. He was like, try to write. And I was like, no, I can't. So we're fighting. I felt crazy. And I was like, I'm going to try to write. And it's like a love song. It's like a sappy love song. So I stayed up for 7 hours straight in my apartment, just really trying to write. And I wrote that whole song. And then I was recording it on my phone on voice memos to try to hear it, because I was so eager to hear it, because I never wrote a whole song by myself. So I just wanted to hear it so bad. So I was singing it at my house, recording it on my phone, playing the beat from my TV so that I could just sing the whole song and try to imagine when it was really produced, like my vocals, and it sounded good, if it was even going to sound good. Because I was just writing random stuff and trying to put it together and make it make sense. And it was just really hard. But I write, about what I go through all the time.
Well, I have to admit, because when I heard it, like, it reached me. I mean, all the way.
When my mom first heard that song, like, I had kept telling her, there's a song and I want to record it. I recorded it the next day after I stayed up and wrote it all night, which is crazy, because normally I don't do that, because my voice needs a break, because I'll sing it for like 8 hours and then I won't have a voice the next day. So I don't usually do that, but I was like, no, I need this song. I need it to be a real song where I can play it. And then I sent it to my mom, and she's like, I'm crying. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yes, no, absolutely.
If you can feel it and cry about it, and like, it sounds that good, and that's crazy.
Absolutely. Like, and I actually am going to touch on that more later, because I've just been thinking about all this and how it reached me.
Yeah.
And even with your new release, which I can't wait to to air for everyone. I want to talk about them both because they both have touched me in a way that I actually thought about. Oh my gosh, I want to share some the way it's touched me so much. I actually want to share it, and I'm concerned I'm going to cry on air. So
we're not done yet.
So Bobby, I think I might need a tissue box. So be
all
prepared.
Right, I'll bring them in.
Okay, thank you. All right, so now how many songs do you have out currently, and which is your favorite to date?
Right now, I only have 4 songs out, but I write music every single day, how I said, because now it's like my new outlet for everything that I ever feel. Like right now, I even have probably 10 songs that I want to record written that I don't have recorded. And then obviously, I have a lot of music that's recorded that's not out. But out, I have officially 4 songs. And my favorite would be Natural Nightmare, which is the most recent one, which is the one that you're going to hear.
Yes, yes.
So, but I love that song. That's the first song where, before they were all love songs, like Mixed Emotions and Fade Away, like for getting over someone. And then Hold Me was like, I needed someone. But that was the first time that I tried to write about the things that I feel about myself, like from just about me, not about being in a relationship.
Absolutely, yeah, because that's why for me, like, they've both touched me in such a way, and I've interpreted them differently, but that's the beauty of music is everybody interprets the songs their own way, but what to you, you know, and I think there's a reason for it. Like, I think you are a channel to deliberately reach people.
And for sure, that's the whole point. That's, like, the objective. The only thing that, when I record a song, I send it to everyone that I know that I can send it to because I just want to know what people think. Like, that's the whole point to me about music is, like, do you like it? Do you feel it? Is, like, does it make you feel some type of way? That's what I want to do. And not make you feel bad or make you feel, but basically make you feel like you can relate and you're not alone and, like, people think what you think.
Absolutely. So now, of course, I know you're a brand new artist out there, and from what I've seen in your projects, you've been solo, but are you interested in eventually collaborating with any artists?
Yeah, for sure. I already have worked with a lot of artists. When I originally started making music, I never made a solo song. I made all my music with Trapstar. So I have a ton of music with him, and then I have a lot of people that I know in the industry just because I've been living in it now in Miami for 2 years. Even before I was making music, that was my friend group because that's who I was dating. That was his friend group, and I just was networking in that group. So I know a lot of people, and I have a lot of friends that I've been making music with, but I ideally want to make music with other people. I like making music with other people. I like mixing, like, 2 vibes. I feel like it's more interesting to the ear when you're listening to it. Like, my voice the entire 3 minutes is kind of, like, is all right, but, like, if it's changing and it's male and it's female and then it's more interesting, I think.
Yeah. Well, your voice is beautiful in itself.
Thank you.
And I worry too because I would hate to see, like, because you are speaking from the heart, that, you know, you also want to make sure you keep authentic to what your feelings are in your heart, because you don't want to be pulled in by somebody else either.
No, I never do. Like, a lot of the music that I write a lot of hooks, which is just like the refrain of a song that comes back because it's easier for me. I have more trouble writing a whole entire verse that has to be long and make sense and just is a lot more complex for me. But normally I'll play for my friends and then they are like, I want to be on that song. So it's not unauthentic to me. Plus I wouldn't, now that how I said I write my own music, I'm really picky about what I say. I'm very finicky about, like, I do want to say that or I don't want to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so you're independent, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're approached by a label, do you think you'd be interested in signing?
Honestly, no. It would have to be, like, the best deal. It would have to come with so many benefits. It wouldn't even be about the advance. It would be about what it came with. Just because now, like, in the industry, everybody wants to be independent because all that money goes to you. Like, before you needed the label, for example, like, years ago, before social media was so big and, like, before the internet was so easily accessible and, like, you can blow up on TikTok in a night and get 8 million views, like, you needed the label for the publicity. But now, since you can blow up on your own by accident overnight, like, and then not get in the bad deal, people want to be independent, which I would like to stay.
Well, I like to hear that because...
I want to talk on me, not to be greedy, but I mean, why give it to them? And usually they start to control, like, you can't drop. And then you get shelved and you still can't drop. So then you fall off because you can't even put music out and they don't care to even put your music out because they're focused on the other person. So it's like, what's the point of that when I can stay focused on it's my dream, it's my music, it's if I want to push it, I'm going to push it.
Absolutely, because actually that's what I was thinking with when I was saying about you joining forces with somebody, and the same thing if you were to sign with an artist or if you were to sign with anyone, that you would be influenced to get outside of your authentic self.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't sign. I just mean I sing songs with other people, like a project. I would make a single. I love to sing on a track with other people, but right now I want all my rights to myself. I want to call the shots on me. Plus, I was saying about they tell you can't drop. Like, when I schedule my drop dates, I'm a super psycho about, like, the date, the time. Like, no, I want to be in control. I want to fully be in control, at least
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I'm happy to hear you be authentic because that's, you can do what you, know, what you feel. Now, what should we expect from you in the future?
A lot of music. more music. But now I'm finally working on, I don't have any videos out. Which is so crazy to me. I'm scared a little. Like, I feel like that's a big thing. That's like your first music video. And then I don't know how to make a music video.
Okay, first of all, okay, I didn't have the opportunity to tell the listeners out there, because for those that happen to be catching this while they're in their car and they're not seeing this live, she is absolutely gorgeous. So to hear her say she's afraid of it, like, okay. Like,
yeah, but the thing
to have a voice of an angel and to be as gorgeous as she is, I mean, me personally, I'd be jumping right out there to do that music video.
The thing about, I think why evidently chose music, I think it's more suitable for me than modeling even was, where I didn't like it. I don't love to be behind a camera. Like, I really don't. I'm kind of afraid of it. So, with music, see, I can, it's my baby, and I can hold on to it, and nobody can see it or hear it until I let them, until I think it's good enough. Like, for me, when someone else is taking the picture, like, I don't know what it looks like, and I don't know. But I'm just nervous. I want to. I'm really excited. I know the things I want to do. I want it to be crazy. I want it to be, like, just fire. I'm going to do it. I just feel like it's things, I feel like I'm like a baby, like I'm just taking big milestones that are scary right now, but evidently I'm going to love them. They're going to be the most fun things that I do. I'm going to be like, I want to shoot a video.
Now, absolutely. As I said, this is an upcoming superstar here because you've got it all. There's no question, you are the total package.
Like right now, a lot of times I go to shows with my friends who are performing and I can perform. They're like, don't you want to be on the lineup? And I do not want to perform yet. I'm like, and I don't even know. I always say I wouldn't perform until I blew up and was like selling out an arena. Wow. I'm going to reserve it, I think, because I'm just, unless I'm going to go on the stage and like walk out and not even have to say something and they're going to be like, ah, I am too scared.
Well, I can feel it. I can feel it. I felt it the second I heard your voice, which, once again, I almost fell off my chair. So I predict it in your very near future. But now that we got everybody so anticipated to hear that song, and before we play it, so this is coming from your heart, isn't it?
Yeah, this is coming 100% from my heart. This is a song. This song meant a lot to me because I feel like, too, you know, you try to portray yourself as not, like, weak, not, like, you feel these things. You don't have bad anxiety. Like, you don't get anxiety. You're not this and you're not that, and you don't have bad thoughts about yourself, or you're confident all the time. Like, so I felt vulnerable in this song, and it just was cool to, like, put something out for once where, like, I didn't care. It wasn't about, like, talking good about myself, because I don't always feel that way, and a lot of people don't always feel that way. And how I said, like, it's cool to relate to someone else and, like, hear it and feel it and be like, wow, that person felt the same way too.
Absolutely. Yeah, because after we hear this, I'm going to share what it did for me, because, like I said, and hopefully I won't start
hopefully
crying.
It's good.
All right, so it is time for the listeners to hear 19 Mills' new release.
Thank you. Angel, where you at?
Chasing dreams and nightmares, crying every night. Want me to make it right? Truth is, can't save my life. Like I can't be honest. Baby, you made a promise. Don't have my heart, I lost it. Don't hold me back from all this. Let it all leave, forget about me. This time I'll be okay. My thoughts, they don't own me. Sit back, let it all go to hell. Anxiety controlling me. Feel like I don't know myself. Like I'm someone else. Sit back, let it all go to hell. Chasing dreams and nightmares, crying every night. Want me to make it right? Truth is, can't save my life. I'm a natural born nightmare. I'm a natural born nightmare.
Definitely, I can relate to, like, there's no tomorrow. I mean, holy cow. And so the first time I heard it, the way I interpreted it is anxiety feeling like hell. Like, it's
so crazy that when you say that, you say the first thing that you got out of that song was about anxiety. And everyone always listens to that song and will send me a message and be like, anxiety controlling me, feel like I don't know myself. Everybody sends me that lyric from that song. So that is a big thing. That's what people always get from that song. That's crazy. That's like the biggest line in that song that's relatable to just, it's so universally relatable. I don't know.
So now what did you mean by that?
For a long time, I literally thought I had no anxiety, which is crazy because people are like, I think you have severe anxiety, like, I think, yeah. And I was like, what is anxiety? Like, what is that? And then I started to realize, like, yeah, maybe I have really bad anxiety. Like, I have bad anxiety. And I just feel like a lot of times I'm caught in my head and, like, you know, and it does control you. And it's like, then I said, what did I say? That I felt like I don't know myself. I feel like that a lot. Like, just anxiety is just so, I don't know why, it feels crippling in the moment. And it just is so...
Yeah, well, that's actually when it comes to this, when I heard the song, and I'm really like, and I really like, it brings me to something that I said last week. But, so, and this is where I don't want to get too emotional because I can relate. Like, I have, or had, I should say, where I don't want to get too emotional because I can relate. Like, I have... I have been through so much that I have dealt with trauma and anxiety as relative to that. But you mentioned crippling. And when you say you can't recognize it, and I've dealt with anxiety so bad, we are talking full-blown panic attacks to where you can't even, like, you feel like you just, like, you're crawling out of your skin. But on the flip side, I've had anxiety so bad that it was paralyzing to where, like, I couldn't even talk.
And you can't breathe. And, like, why can't you breathe? And people are like, calm down. Just, like, take a breath. And you can't. Like, you're like, I don't know. Anxiety is so powerful, and it honestly amazes me that, like, anxiety gets in your head and it takes over. And a lot of times people say, well, if you think hard enough, you can turn it off. And you can. And that's what's crazy, but it's so hard. That's like a master's science.
Well, I'm getting ready to tell you how you can turn it off, because I finally, after years,
I need to know.
After years of dealing with it, I finally have figured out how to turn it off. And I'm talking debilitating anxiety to where, I mean, to a dysfunctional level to where I couldn't even like do anything. Like the simplest task, the simplest, and it almost seems like a fine line between anxiety and depression, because when you get paralyzed, you can't do anything, but it really is relative to the anxiety. And because of like in the comparison when I heard that. Now on the flip side, I'm going to tell you, and this is what's so ironic, is your song Hold Me is the answer. It's in that song Hold Me, and that's what I'm going to get to in a second. But I mentioned this last week when Joseph and Corey were here, and I had mentioned that, and ironically, just this past Monday, I'm just getting hammered with stress, like such overwhelming stress and actually another verse in this song, and I'm going to just go out and say what it is, but it's going to take a little bit more for people to understand, but is to... And it's, I used this as an example last week relative to pain and the Holy Spirit. And this is probably going to take a whole different show, separate show, just to discuss, because it is so intense. But when it comes to anxiety, and a lot of times people will go to a doctor and they'll get prescriptions, or they'll go and then self-medicate. And when you do that, you miss that opportunity of channeling the Holy Spirit, because that is the answer. It really is the answer. But the problem is most people don't even understand or can even relate to the Holy Spirit. And it wasn't even that long ago that I have to admit, if I heard... And I was raised. I mean, and now I've definitely become biblical. But I was raised, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit in Catholic schools, and I had no concept of the Holy Spirit. Like, I did not realize how little I knew from all those years of Catholic upbringing until I read the Bible start to finish. And as I mentioned last week, and which is so powerful, and I recommend everybody to do. But that is when I really understood the Holy Spirit and was capable of tapping into it, because I understood that I realized that, and the Holy Spirit's also referred to as the Comforter. Okay, so when you're in pain, when you have anxiety, and that's a thing, like when I say pain, some people think physical pain. No, emotional pain is brutal. And I've talked about like being abused, and I know personally that emotional abuse is far more damaging, and I've lived through it. I've actually done research on it. I had probably 13 resources, and across the board, it says that emotional abuse is far worse than physical abuse, unless causing death. Of course, that's, you know, obvious there, but because it takes so much heart, it's so much longer to heal, and it is so painful, and it torments you so much. And I've lived that. Like, I've had like trauma after trauma after trauma, and I could never heal. And it got to the point that I was, and of course, you know, you go to a doctor, and then they're gonna, and it was the biggest mistake, because when you go down that road, you miss that opportunity of that portal of, like, I feel like the Holy Spirit is pain is the portal for the Holy Spirit. And ironically, and this is what I want to get at, the first time I can really, well, actually, there's another time I can really recall where I didn't realize, like, something saved my life and told me, like, to do something without, like, actually literally hearing a voice, but there was, like, it's kind of hard to explain. But the most profound thing that I've been feeling happen over and over again is, and it's going to sound crazy, but the Holy Spirit, like, literally communicates with songs. Like, I hear, like, have you ever had, like, this song in your brain, and, like, like, and it's like, you're like, why is this song in my head?
Oh, yeah, like, randomly, you'll just, like, not have listened to it, and you're, like, in your room or something, and you're, like, coming in, and you're like, why am I thinking that?
Yeah, like, it'll be silence, like you haven't been anywhere
around.
I do
feel that.
And it's so perfect, and I've had that happen, and I'm trying to clear my head, because I'm like, why am I thinking of this song? And I started...
Well, music is powerful.
Well, this is what I'm getting at. I started looking it up, like, every time I'd hear the song, I realized, so the first time, this is, I'm going to go for, by my first profound experience of the Holy Spirit, so maybe people might be able to realize, holy cow, that's what I was feeling too. And it is so powerful, like, when you're in pain, emotional pain, or even physical, any kind of pain, anything, like, if you can channel to the Holy Spirit, it really is such an extremely powerful tool. But the first time I experienced it was when I was going through some severe emotional pain, and I was hysterically crying and praying, and I just thought, I didn't know what I was going to do, and I just thought it was horrible, like the whole world was falling apart. And all of a sudden, I had this feeling come over me. It was like, it immediately stopped. And it like just came, like it was almost like kind of crazy. Like it's something it's hard to even explain, but I was gonna say like a wind, like something just came in and just consumed me. But it just was so comforting. And I just like to go from hysterically crying to stop immediately. And then this song came in my head. And the song, actually, this is the first time it happened. Happened to be All You Need Is Love. And I'm like, okay, everybody loves the Beatles, but it wasn't like, I'm like, that is not a song I would ever even just like, it wouldn't be something that I would randomly just start singing in my head. It's not my type of music.
Yeah.
But it would not
go away.
It would not go away.
It was stuck.
And I'm like, what is going on? Like, why can I not get this song out of my stinking head? And then I was like, I started listening to the words. I'm like, all you need is love. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, that's the answer.
Yeah.
And so, but at first I transferred as that, oh, you know, maybe the answer is like being around my loved ones. But years later, after I read the Bible, I realized it was right there. Because if you read the Bible, you realize that God and love transfer. It's all you need is God. Like, it literally was, and that was the very, that was one of the most, that was a profound Holy Spirit moment that caught me. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm just so blown away with your voice, and you have this God-given talent, and then how you're talking about you're expressing things, and like, it's, you can reach people like that, like you can be, I mean, like, God gave you that voice for a reason.
And it's funny, I said when I wrote that song, I locked myself in my house for hours going crazy, like in the dark for hours, just listening to this beat on repeat. And my dad, when I moved to New York when I was 18 years old, he had painted me this giant painting. It's like 8 or 9 feet tall. It's huge. And it's a Sacred Heart. And I'm just staring at it, like, writing. So I was like, okay, well, and I incorporated it into a song and see. So the ability for, it's weird how I say music can connect people in, and it can make you relate, even if I didn't mean to, but that's what's so interesting. And it's like, you really related because the Sacred Heart is everything to you, and I just randomly felt like I should put that in there. I don't know, but that's the power of music. Music is beautiful.
Exactly. But it's, I feel like it's a channel, like it reaches people.
And what you said was really interesting, that pain is the portal for the Holy Spirit. That was very interesting.
I like that. Because
how you said, like, people think that pain is bad, and I don't think that necessarily, because, for example, you take pain away, then how do you know happiness? You don't. So it's like, you need pain to balance out, because when you're down, you know when you're happy. If you were just happy all the time, you wouldn't know the difference. And that's what makes being happy so valuable, is because, like, it's not all the time, and it's hard to achieve, and it feels really good when you do get it. And, like, it's important to get there.
So. Absolutely. And that's actually what I was saying last week, is that when you, for instance, because when you have pain or anxiety and you resort to self-medicating or pharmacies or whatnot, you are missing that opportunity of channeling the Holy Spirit. And it wasn't until like I really realized like those moments when I was in such severe just emotional pain that all of a sudden I got lifted. Like I really felt it and I felt better. Like, I mean, it was better. There was nothing better, no better feeling once, you know, I went from being in the worst pain in the world emotionally to feeling better than I ever have. So that's why it's like something, that's why I want to talk about it, because I feel like you have, like, you've got the gift, you have the tools, you can reach people in a way that others can't. And it's,
and see, I don't believe in self-medicating. Like, that is the most thing to me. Like, and to me that seems weak. Like, if I go and I turn around and I'm not solving anything and I'm just blocking it out, basically. Like, when I, how I said, if I feel some type of way, now my new outlet is I want to make music that can help other people that feel the way that I feel, which makes me feel better while I'm doing it, because I feel like I'm helping other people that feel the way that I'm feeling. But there are just so many other ways, and you really have to self, like how you said, like, you can't just like go try to do other things. You got to like find love within, and just like, however, through the Holy Spirit, through love for yourself, whatever, but not self-medicate.
Absolutely. But actually, when I was thinking about this and how your song reached me so much, and for instance, so I want to mention another Holy Spirit-ish thing that I, when it comes to songwriting, and John Prine happened, he has a very, very big Tampa Bay connection, as well as, of course, I mean, how many Grammys has he, did he win?
I don't know who that is.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna the internet is gonna fry me.
Or 19 mil.
The internet is gonna come for me after this podcast.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Okay, so he was, oh my gosh, he won like all kind of Grammys, and my heart.
But he's from here. No, you said he has a connection.
Yes, big time. And my heart, he's recently passed, and my heart and prayers go out to his family. But the reason I wanted to bring him up is because he's, you know why? Because his genre, he's more country, and and so he wrote music that reached so many people. And I watched an interview, and in this interview, they kept asking him questions about how can you know, like, when you started writing songs, and like, I mean, like, he's like, oh my gosh, phenomenal. Like yeah. People are gonna be like, how did you not know?
I know, I'm scared.
But again, he's not your genre, and much old, you know, you're much younger, yeah. Of course. So that's
people,
so,
though.
So you're excused. Yeah. You're excused. But. I mean, he is, when you want to talk about a famous writer, like he's the one. But when he was being interviewed, they were asking him, like, how could you write about these things, like, when you were so young, and they weren't even, like, you couldn't even, like, how could you even relate to these things that could reach people, like, way older than you, and you know, and it's like, he's been writing, you know, music for years on end, and then they were asking him questions, and I noticed, like, in the interview, he kind of, like, stumbled for a minute because he like couldn't really answer it, and then all of a sudden he said, and then they said, because they weren't my words. And the minute he said, oh my gosh, just right now I just got goosebumps, like it happened to me right now, is when he said that, I don't even think he realized he was saying, like, they weren't his words. Like, he wrote them, but he knew they weren't his words, but he couldn't explain it. And he was writing from the Holy Spirit.
See, I was misinterpreting. Holy crap.
He was writing from the Holy Spirit, which reached people. And I'm telling you, Milan, the 19 mil, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm so emotional right now. I'm kind of losing to the air. But he, and just to hear you, like, it's so powerful. Like, right now, I'm like, really, it's like, I've got so much emotion because I realize where, like, I feel like something big here, and because you've reached me just with this song, and what I want to mention too real quick, and I can't believe, like, this is so, like, what an amazing show, and we're running out of time.
I
actually wanted to talk, next week I'm gonna have to begin with cancer prevention, because it's something that has been near and dear to my heart, and there's reasons why I want to say it, but I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, I think I'm gonna have to start booking two shows, Bobby, for real.
We can do that.
I'm not kidding.
Like, this is a 2-hour slot in this.
This is crazy. But what I want to say is, like, when it comes to your two songs, and this is big, and this is something I've learned, I've been through so much, is you've got, so you know how I related to Hold Me? It wasn't any kind of relationship. Hold Me. You know how I've gotten also when it comes to like tapping into the Holy Spirit, not just the Holy Spirit, but well, the Holy Spirit, and just for those that don't know, is God. It's the way God connects to us. So they're all God. There's, you know, there's Jesus and there's Jehovah and there's the Holy Spirit and they're all the same. They're all of God. So, and I've been to a church that tried to explain the Holy Spirit and it was so brutally incorrect that I thought I was, it was like, I couldn't even go back again, but it still ripped my heart out thinking people are being so misinformed. But it's, they were trying to make it like it was something totally different, not even of God. It was really disturbing. But the point is they are all of God. And the thing is, so when I feel anxiety now, I started before like even hearing your song, what kind of helped me get through anxiety was I visualized Jesus holding me. I am not kidding you. That is like, I'm like, I need that
hug,
instant comfort.
A hug from the Holy Spirit.
So that is why when I hear your song and your angelic voice and then I hear Hold Me, and if you guys haven't, that's so, and we're running out of time, but if you don't have time to like say all your channels, please go to Shine MG Bright Show because I have, there's a post there. It has all the channels that you can reach and that you can follow her and get her music from. And also too, I've got the video there, the audio, so you can hear Hold Me. But the reason I want to bring this up, and it's so important, is when it comes to like the two entities, you've got anxiety and then you've got Hold Me, the two songs. And this is the mistake I used to make because I used to focus on the anxiety. And I used to focus on the, and you can't do that. Now, for instance, like I'm constantly, when I say trauma, when I constantly feel like I'm being attacked, or I would call it like spiritual warfare, like, or somebody constantly coming at you, I can't, you know, and I felt like I was in the fight. And once I realized I'm not in the fight, that God is in control and fighting for me, and I, it's, so the thing is, in of those two songs, my heart goes to Hold Me because I want to focus. I want to, because if you hang on to that and you focus on the anxiety, it will consume you. And you and rather to realize how powerful God is, and that's like with anything. Like I've got, like if I've ever been, you know, I've been through some brutal situations where people won't let me go or alone, and I feel like I'm at war, but I'm not. Once I realized, hey, I've got the ultra defender, and I can turn my back to all that, and it's gonna work for me, there goes the anxiety. Like, I'm telling you, when you feel like, because the anxiety came when I thought I was the one in control, when I thought I was the one that was fighting the fight. We're not. And once we let go of that control and we say, Hold Me, and take in, and then you could turn your back to it, I'm telling you, like the anxiety just goes. And also too, oh my gosh, you gotta see my God Box video. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. That was my initial anxiety relief is when I learned is the God Box, and that is where you write down, and I'll say it quick, is you write down like what your worry is and you put it in a box and close it up, and it actually is the resemblance of giving things to God. And it's like, it's kind of a practice, and like literally you can feel like you write it down and it's like, okay, you fold it up there, it's in the box, it's no longer your worry because you're putting it in God's hands. Yeah. Because no matter what, it's, you're not going to be able to control it. Like it's what's going to, God's going to control it. Yeah. So just worrying about it is going to create all that massive anxiety and everything else. But I do want to do, so I, one thing I do want to say is when it came to, I do want to mention before we close too, is Primavera Preschool is still, they are still hiring right now and they still have availability for, and that's in Tampa, and that's PrimaveraPreschool.com, and they still have availability for infants, for 2 and 3 year olds. So please go if you, and again, I'm going to say this too fast, so go to Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots or TV Hottest Spots on Facebook, and I will have the website up there so you can get all the information on them. And so it is a phenomenal, I mean, they have all kinds of, they are Apple accredited, they are top notch, and so please check them out. And oh my gosh, 19 mil, like this was such an awesome show, and I can't believe, like, if you're welcome to come back because this is like, oh my gosh, so powerful. And next week I am absolutely going to be touching on cancer prevention because it really is near and dear to my heart, and there's reasons for that. So I do apologize for those that were expecting to hear it at this show, but I can't believe, like, I just, oh my gosh. Like,
believe in something. It gives you hope. Believe, 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 believe.
Absolutely. And wishing everyone all the best and God bless.
Candleless, just a little bit, like life is woo. I'm making more, just a little bit. Spin a little more, take a bit of it. Smile a little more, and I'm into it. Honestly, man, lately I've been running through the strange life, chasing all the green lights, blowing up the sheet.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHRs